swept the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to All Action Sports Radio. I want to give a big shout out to Las Vegas, KMZQ AM 670. Thank you for being a part of our show each and every week here at All Action Sports Radio. Coming a little later in our show, we'll be talking to mountain bike free rider Brandon Siminuk, and I'm looking forward to talking to him. But before we get to that, we have on our show, All Action Sports Radio, we have somebody who I see a lot of shows. We get a lot of videos and webisodes and different things that come to us from time to time. And you check them out, you look at them, and some kind of get you and some don't get you. This one got me, and I got to tell you, folks, I am pleased to have the 2014 – God, I had to get a little confident there. The 2014 X Games silver medalist in BMX Park, Drew Bezanson, and he has a new show called Ratitudes, which I found hilarious and actually very, very cool. He's on the air with us right now. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just home in Nova Scotia, getting a little bit of R&R time in, and psyched I can talk to you.
Dude, I mean, come on. You came from Austin, 160,000 strong there to see the X Games. It was a record-breaking crowd, and you put on a performance of your life. And just from all of us here, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be a part of Action Sports history now and to do it in front of the Austin crowd.
I mean, think about it. This is kind of a redemption year for you. You were battling back from injuries back in 2013. You come to one of the biggest world stages, and, you know, this is what I tell athletes, when you battle back from injuries, it's not really you and the other guys, it's you against yourself. Is that how you feel?
Definitely. Like, when I go out and ride my bike, especially in contests like the X Games, I'm not competing against anybody else except myself. Like, it's me, my bike, and it's that race against that clock to get that perfect run in.
I mean, if you look at your run, you can check out Drew's run on ESPN, EXPN, or you can check him out on our Facebook page, All Action Sports Radio. You had huge transfers. You had this big old front to manual. You had flare, speed. You tried the big stall on the railing, and I think the word of the day for you was Fafunu, right?
Yes.
That was the word for you. That was the thing for you. You nailed it. You got silver. I watched you on the first run, the second one, and the third run, and you got better and better. That must have been thrilling for you as a personal best.
Definitely. Like, for me, like, especially messing up in my first two runs and then being able to make it happen on that third run,
exactly,
and after falling in my second run, like, to come back from that and still be mentally strong and to be able to put a full pole in on my last run, like, that was huge for me, just like a personal accomplishment. Like, after that, like, the score was just an added bonus, like, just to be able to come back from those first two runs.
Now, Chase won. I mean, he was in his hometown. He was the fan favorite, of course, just being in that surrounding. Did you feel any pressure on that last run just because of the nature of going against somebody like that in their hometown?
I went into it with not much pressure on myself. Like, for me, like, I've never podiumed at an X Games before, so it was like, if I messed up on that last run, like, there's no expectations for me to make it happen on that last run, but to go into X Games and putting in the work that I put in prior to it, like, I knew that there's no way I was going to just give it up and try to let everybody else have a chance, so.
So now that you're the reigning silver medalist for the X Games, you're taking a break in Nova Scotia, does this add fuel to the fire? I mean, X Games kind of scaled back down. You don't have Italy, you don't have France, you don't have Germany. You know, what's next for you?
Next for me, I have a week break and then I go straight to the Dew Tour. But leading into next year's X Games, it's definitely fuel to the fire. Like, I find it's harder for me to do well at a contest for the first time rather than to come back and do well at it again, because rolling into next year, I will have already known that I did well the year before and I'm able to do it. I just need to make it happen again.
Now, going into the Dew Tour, you know, that's a big event. It's a big tour. Do you feel a little more pressure on you? Do you feel like people are like, oh, wow, he won a silver medal at the X Games. You know, here he's coming into the Dew Tour.
Yes and no. Like, last year I got the second place right behind Ryan Nyquist at Dew Tour, and it was my first podium there. So the only added pressure is just pressure on myself to do just as well as I did the year before or better.
Ryan Nyquist, man, I've talked to that guy a bunch of times, man. Isn't he something?
He's something else. Like, definitely, like, he made it happen on his last run last year at Dutour, and the only thing I could say was kind of damn that guy and his old man strength. Like, always making it happen, always pulling through, and that dude is one of the best athletes under pressure.
Isn't he? I've watched him for many, many years, and it's just a wonder that he's still in the game. Drew Bezenson, silver medalist in the X Games and BMX Park. Drew, we'll be back, and we're going to talk about Ratitudes, your new web series with Red Bull, when we come back to All Action Sports Radio.